Tuesday, June 1st, 2021. Today was Global Day of Parents. It's a day to show my parents and all the kinds of parents in my life how much I love and care for them. I gave Mama and Baba the card we made at Saturday school. Sammy and I pulled our pocket money and we all went to our favorite Lebanese restaurant, Falafel Express. We also bought a cake from the bakery and iced it together when we got home. Afterwards, we did a video call with all my grandparents and cut the cake together. It's always so much fun seeing my Egyptian and Pakistani grandmas try to talk to each other. Luckily, Mama can translate Urdu to Arabic. There is always a lot of exchange of recipes, duas, love, and laughter between them. Alhamdulillah! What a great day! Tuesday, June 8th, 2021. Today, Sarah Kala took me along for a beach cleanup activity. We took out our own gloves, and the event organizers gave us sacks to collect the trash on the beach. They explained how all the balloon shreds, plastic wrappers, disposable bottles, and straws were killing millions of ocean creatures daily. They even showed us a video of a baby seal trapped in a plastic six-pack ring that people on the beach had thrown into the water. I felt so ashamed to think of all the times I had littered without thinking my trash would end up in the ocean. On the way home, Sarah Kala told me environmental conservation is a religious duty as well as a social responsibility. Now that I know more about pollution and the environment, I'm going to make sure I don't litter anymore. I want to find out more about how I can be environmental friendly too. Sunday, June 20th, 2021. Today is World Refugee Day. Refugees may have had to leave their country out of fear of evil rulers or a natural disaster. In either case, they flee with whatever they can easily carry. The journey to building a new home is often difficult. This made me think of what kids who have had to do this might need. I'm going to pack up a bunch of things to donate. Some new clothes, a backpack, and some games. I remembered Dottie's story of when she and her family were refugees. She told me that it was so hard and that other people's love and kindness is so important. Yesterday at Sunday school, we learned about how the Prophet Muhammad, Saul, and many prophets before him had to leave their hometowns with a few followers. This meant they were refugees too. They went to places where there were caring people who helped. I'm going to ask Mama and Baba about what else we can do to welcome refugees.